The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Have you ever wondered why man has rebelled against God's way, the way that's expressed in His law and in the Word of God? Why don't we live the way that God commands in His Word? Now, I'm speaking to you individually. I'm speaking to our nation and to this world, if anyone cares to listen. Maybe you would like to ask yourself this question. Why don't I want to live by the Word of God? Why don't I want to live the way that Christ and the apostles taught in the New Testament and the way that God taught in the Old Testament? Is it because we think that we're smarter than God, the Father of all nations, the Creator of all, and that we know what's best for us? Or is it that we just love the pleasures of a sinful life that looks and feels good for a season? We seem to think we're smarter than our Creator. And if that's your thinking, then you should open your eyes and look at the problems of this world and your own personal problems as well, and realize that we aren't as smart and as wise as we think. Because if we were, you wouldn't think that we would be in all the troubles and having all the problems that we're having in the families, in the nations, in the world, and financially and mentally and emotionally and physically, and any way that you could look at our problems. You wouldn't think that we'd have all the problems if we are as smart as we think we are by turning our back on our Creator. For we as a nation in this world don't know how to solve our problems, and neither do you and I. Now, if we would admit that, then maybe we would admit that there is someone that is big enough and smart enough to tell us how to live our life in a way that would begin to solve problems instead of a way that creates more problems for self and others. When you think about the one who created you and has given you all of the necessities of life plus many luxuries, then you would think we would automatically want to please our Creator. You would think that, wouldn't you? God says there is a time coming when we will want to walk in His ways, but He says it's only going to be after man has learned the hard and the bitter lesson that cut off from God leads to much suffering and death. And that's the path that we're on, my friends. We have cut ourselves off from our Maker by turning our back on the Word of God. The lives of many people the world over are in shambles. How about your life? Are you happy and contented? Do you have a happy marriage and family life? Is your financial house in order? Are you contented with your moral and your spiritual life? Do you think your religious beliefs and practices are based on the Bible? Or do you know enough about the Word of God to know one way or the other? Or do you even care one way or the other? You need to think about these things, my friends. Do you know God the Father and His Son and your Savior, Jesus Christ? Is God with you? Do you feel that you can depend on God to protect and deliver you through and out of all problems? Are you with God? Are you seeking God and His way? If you are, then you are one of the very few that's with God. Notice what God has to say in the book of 2 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 15, beginning in verse 1. I've brought this out many a time on the Way It Ought to Be program, because it is important for you to understand, my friend, what God is telling you. And it is for us today as well as for Judah and Benjamin back at that time. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 1. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." God leaves it up to you to take the first step in drawing close to God. The book of James tells us in James 4, if you'd like to read that, it says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." And God says, do that by cleansing your hands, you double-minded and you sinners. He says, draw near to God. And that's the way that you draw near to God, is to repent and begin serving the living and the true God. Goes on here in verse 3, says, "For a long time Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest and without law." My friend, I'll tell you, that sounds just like our nation today. And it is speaking to Israel today as well as to Judah and Benjamin back at that time. But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. And you know, my friends, God is the same today. If our nation would turn to God and seek God wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly, not putting on a facade of Christianity and going on and doing our own way, going our own way and doing our own thing, God says he would be found by us today if we would turn and seek him. And God says he would deliver us from the time of Jacob's trouble, which we seem to have already entered into. And in those times there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in, but great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. Now that sounds like the world that we live in today, doesn't it? That sounds like our nation. That sounds like our families that's so indebted in trouble today. Verse 6, so nation was destroyed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity. We're having troubles today, aren't we? You're having troubles. I don't have to ask you if you're having troubles, because I know you are. I know everyone is having troubles. I know our nation is in severe trouble. And it's all because that we have turned our back on God and his word. You might say, but God was only speaking to the nations of Judah and Benjamin, and that doesn't apply to our nation today or to me as an individual. Well, my friends, this was written and recorded for our learning. God wants you to understand that he is the same today, and this is a promise from God that he is with anyone that's with him. Now, God makes it very clear that if you want to be with God and God with you, then you have to obey God. You have to live by the word of God wholeheartedly. You have to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the great high God, as Christ told us to in Matthew 4 and perhaps even in Luke 4. You can't pick and choose what you want or don't want to obey. You can't play that game with God. And if you try it, God won't play. God won't be on your side. God won't be with you. God won't lower his standard just to be on your side. Neither will Jesus Christ. God and Christ, they have the same holy, righteous mind, attitude, and character. And they have the same standard, and they live by it, and they are going to stick to it. And they won't lower their standard to be on your side or on my side or on anyone else's side. If you get on God's side and you draw close to God, you're going to have to elevate your standard. We've been talking about the time of Jacob's trouble, which means the United States and the British people, and it seems that we have stepped into that time. It will be a time unlike any that we have ever seen in our nation or in this world. You will need God's help and deliverance, and you can have it if you get right with God. But if you don't, God will turn his back on you and on our nation if our nation doesn't repent and turn to God. I know you don't like to hear this, and you may flip the dial, but that won't change the truth. I want you to listen to what God has to say to his end-time people, the United States and the British people. God is describing the way it is in our nation in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, beginning in verse 10. Listen to what God has to say here. Speaking to our nation, my friends, we grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. Yes, indeed, we're all confused because we have left God. Verse 11, we all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. Yes, there's no one to save us but God, and we won't let God do that because we won't turn to our God. We keep on going our way, adding problems to problems. Verse 12, for our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. Transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. But we ignore them, thinking that our way is best. You would think that we would learn from history. You would think that we would learn that our way, and whomever it is that we elect, unless they are a God-fearing man and a righteous man, that they aren't going to deliver us from our troubles. It's going to take turning to God and God's intervention to deliver our nation from our troubles, my friends. Verse 13, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Does that sound like our nation, my friends? It seems that we are a nation that's almost void of truth and justice anymore. Verse 14, God says, "Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity or fairness cannot enter." Yes, truth, God's words, doesn't mean much, if anything, to our nation today. How about you? Does God's word, does the truth of God, the Bible, does that mean much to you? Or do you even know enough about it to reject it or to live by it? Verse 15, "So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey." Yes, indeed, unless you're going the mainstream, you are standing out there as an oddity. "Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice." Yes, and the word justice here could very well mean divine law. That means God's law, that there's no one living by God's law as they should. In verse 15, God isn't pleased with the conduct of our nation, and he will correct us if we don't repent and begin obeying God. Continuing here in verse 16, "He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercession. Therefore his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness it sustained him." God is telling us that he's going to rise up and judge our nation, and he's going to judge this earth. "For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak." Yes, a payday is coming, and we are already paying to a great degree for turning our back on our Maker, thinking that our way is best. And God says that our way is the way that leads to suffering and to death. And where are we, my friends? Where are we? "According to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. The coastland he will fully repay. We will suffer the vengeance of Almighty God." Verse 15 through 18 is speaking of the time that God intervenes in the world's affairs and on the behalf of Israel in the time of his troubles. Once Israel, and that means the United States and the British people, finally see that their strength is gone and repents and turns to God, then God will hear and save the remnant of his people. Notice where God says we will be before we learn our lesson, what pain and suffering we will be in before we turn to our God. Well, my friends, I see my time is up, but we'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening. You need to hear what God says to us. God indicts our nation and says he's going to bring judgment on this nation, and it isn't going to be a pleasant time, and I fear that we have already entered that time. And you need to perk up your ears and listen to this, because you can take this to the bank. It is God's word. We have a couple of articles that you should read, "Nations in Decline" and "The Two Houses of Israel." They're articles which will help you understand the prophecies about our nation. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can log on to our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org and order your free literature online and download and listen to pre-recorded programs. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up in your area.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.